This is Marcy Schuler with 307 Net Radio, and I'm here with Paul Rickett, a candidate for the Johnson County School District No. 1 Board of Trustees. Welcome, Paul.
Welcome. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Marcy. Thanks for inviting me to this interview. Excited to have a little chat.
Great. So tell us, first of all, what prompted you to run for the school board?
So, you know, it's interesting. John Manzella, who was a previous school board member, passed away during his term. God rest, you know, rest in peace, John. John was a great guy.
Oh, yeah, he was.
So what had actually happened is somebody reached out to me and asked me if I'd be interested in being appointed to take his place. And I said, well, that's a heck of an honor. I appreciate that. So I decided to put my name in the hat, and they appointed me to the school board. So I've been on the school board since February of 2022, and it's been a heck of a learning experience.
Oh, yeah, you know,
I think it's a little more than you bargained for, to be quite honest with you. And so I thought, well, I've done since February. I do want to continue. It's a heck of a learning process. I'd like to learn more, and I'd kind of like to get a little bit more involved. So yeah. I thought, you know, another 4 years, because there is no way in heck you can learn it all in 6 months. It's just not going to happen.
No. Yeah. I wondered that, how much, you know, that influenced you to run again.
Absolutely. You just, you start getting involved, and then you kind of start, you know, it's been 7-8 months. You start getting into it a little bit more and more, and you're thinking, I want to continue this on. So, and I've had a few people ask me if I would consider coming back. So I did, and turned in my paperwork, and here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Well, I don't really know a lot about you, and I'm assuming a lot of the voters do, but there's a lot of new people.
Sure, there's a lot of new people in town. Welcome new people in town.
Yeah. So what you know, previous experience, qualifications do you bring to this position?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, I've worked for a food distribution company for the last 25 years, and I've been a manager of a lot of people. So that helps, you know, and just being able to talk with somebody in the public who's, and I'm very approachable. So, you know, maybe I come off as sometimes I'm not very approachable, but I am very approachable. I'm actually a fun guy to talk to sometimes. But, yeah, I mean, the qualifications, that's a tough one because I'm not an educator by any means. I'm not a former educator. I've been educated.
Yeah, that's good. That's good right there.
And you know, I want to be involved a lot in the community. I'm from this community. I came back in 1984. And since eighth grade on, I went to school at Buffalo High School. I graduated in 1989. Know a lot of the people, and it's funny, a lot of the people that I went to school with now have kids in this school district, so I care a lot about those kids. So, really, I mean, that's about it.
So, you know, being a school board member it's definitely a job that requires a lot of thought, a lot of you know, educate yourself.
Absolutely.
Along. You're a member of a team. And, you know, every board member's voice is important, but there's 9 members.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you handle it when you have one opinion, but the board majority votes another way? You know, what do you do?
Well, I mean, obviously you have a conversation. Sometimes it's not going to go in your favor. Now, you're not going to be able to get everybody on board all the time. But you know what? I respect everybody else's opinions also, as well as I hope that they respect mine. We move forward. We're a team. We're going to have to agree to disagree sometimes. You know, not everybody's going to be on the same page, unfortunately. But that's the great thing about having 9 people on the board. Sometimes you might think one way and somebody might give you an opinion that you never thought about. And you say, you know what? You got me.
Yeah, you know, I really like that.
You got me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes we can be opinionated people and stubborn a little bit. I can be. I know that. And you're like, no, I'm right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I am right. But I'm also on the other side thinking, you know what? They just gave me a great statement that I have to really consider and think about. So, and I'm willing to do that. you know, I'm respectful of everybody else's opinions, but, you know, if you get me, you get me. I'm not afraid to admit it. You're right. So that's the way it goes.
Yeah. That's a good quality in any board member. You know, you've got to be able to have the give and take. You definitely do.
And it's a good quality of life right now with everything else, the way things are.
Oh, good. So, okay.
Yeah.
We could go crazy otherwise.
It's there. I think some of us are.
Yeah. So just for the voter, you know, to help kind of figure out a little mm-hmm. more about you, would you describe yourself as conservative, moderate, or even progressive?
And, you know, it's tough. I'm a registered Republican, but to that same point that we just talked about, sometimes on the other side, they have other opinions or thoughts or beliefs that sometimes you got to really dig in and think about. So I see myself conservative, but I also see myself in the middle sometimes, you know? But like we talked about, I'm willing to listen to all sides.
Does that surprise you sometimes when in a meeting you kind of flip over a little bit?
No, because I know myself and I know that I'm willing to do that mm-hmm. if it's the right thing to do. You know, and I'm okay with it.
So what will you do to make sure you are the best possible school board member? You know, what do you think makes a good school board member?
I think you have to educate yourself and you have to be willing to spend some quality time on it. And I'll be honest, sometimes it's tough. You know, I've got a job, my wife owns a business, we've got kids, you've got a lot going on all the time. Our son's a senior. You know, I missed the last school board meeting, but he's a senior. He's in the homecoming royalty. What do you do? You know, I wanted to go watch the parade. Things like that happen. And I think people understand that.
Oh, they do, but certainly.
But you got to you got to dig in and you got to start educating yourself. There's so, like we talked about, I mean, there's so much to learn. Budgets and, you know, funding and what's going on at the schools and how's everybody doing. And then you've got, then on the other side, you've get, you know, complaints, I guess you would call it. And mm-hmm. people want to talk to you about certain things. And, I mean, there's just a lot going on, but that's okay. That's what it's all about.
Yes. So I know there's some school board trainings coming up. Do you, you know, what do you think of those? Do you go to those?
Oh, I think they're very effective. And I believe some of them are even going to be online now. So that's even better. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be handy. Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's kind of a nice thing. I mean, I'm not a big, you know, when we all went to work from home, I think everybody was kind of losing their mind a little bit and, you know, at homeschooling and everything like that. But when you can do training and things of that nature at home on your computer, if free time's 10 o'clock at night, you can do from 10 to 11. It's great.
Yeah, that's
then
very,
you're not missing out.
It's very convenient.
You know, yeah. And it's kind of nice that way.
Yeah.
Because people do have jobs and people do have lives, you know, and they have to continue doing those things because they got to provide for their family. They can't take 2 days off to go to a training sometimes. So, I mean, it's cool. I'm glad that they do it. Yeah. I'm glad they offer those. But training's always good. You know, you can never have enough training. Or even just conversation sometimes.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be training. Yeah. Even just conversing with a seasoned school board member about things.
Yeah. And you can just learn a lot from about anybody you talk to.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you don't want to hear it, but
yeah, exactly. So you know, these days, it seems like the schools are expected to deliver more than just basic education.
Right.
So what do you think the focus and the priority should be? What are your focuses and priorities?
Well, I think our focus is education. We've got to... these kids today, I mean, being an educator can't be easy. You know, we see it. Not everybody's going to get a participation ribbon sometimes. And that's tough. But I think education is where it's at. I mean, we've got to show our test scores. We've got to improve. The kids need to just buckle down and really give it their all. And this is such an important time in their lives, you know, and back even in my day, sometimes you don't think of it that way. Unfortunately.
Back in the old days.
You know, I mean, but, you know, I don't want them to regret not paying attention and not taking care of what needs to be done. It even happens in our house. I mean, you got homework tonight? Nah.
You know? Yeah, I make you do.
Yeah. When it turns out, you did.
Yeah.
But, oops. Yeah, the education is the main focus for me. That's why we have schools, and that's why we need to be there. And, gosh, I would love to see us be at the top of the charts when the test scores come out.
Yeah.
That would be great. It would relieve a lot of pain for all of us sometimes.
It would.
Yes.
So, you know, we're looking at our economy and everyone's worried. Tough economic times require some tough decisions. Are there any areas that you particularly would prioritize for cuts or for preserving? You know, do you have anything just set in stone?
Gosh, I would love to see us just be able to keep the status quo, but I don't know if that's possible. You know, I think we're going to have to take a hard look at everything. A particular section? No, I don't really have anything in my mind that says that's got to go, because I hate to see the extracurricular activities go, because some of these kids really rely on that. That's all they have. You know, what happens if I can't go to music club, or I can't go to football practice, or I mean, it's a huge thing there. I mean, what if I can't do band? And I hope we don't have to come to terms with that. But like you said, there's a chance it could in the next 6 months to 4 years. Who knows what the future holds?
Yeah.
But I hate to see any of those get cut.
I do too. I
it's important. It's important. Yeah. And I mean, goodness, look at everything that they've added since we were in high school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But I think it's important for us to fight for those opportunities.
And we will
kids.
Fight. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can come to an agreement if something does have to be cut, that we have some sort of backup plan.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's good.
And that's another hard thing. Do we have people that volunteer to help out as much anymore as we used to? Probably not. But let's hope that we can.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we won't get there. Hopefully, you know, our economy will do some different. Yeah, knock on wood. So we've kind of talked a lot about school board and mm-hmm. your thoughts about it and a little bit who you are. But I'm sure there's more issues that maybe we haven't hit some. Do you have any other issues you want to talk about or further, you know, comments to tell the voters why Paul Rickett is their candidate?
Well, I mean, I think Paul Rickett's their candidate because when the issues do arise, does he look at both sides? Is he going to listen to what... to any feedback from anybody? Absolutely he is. You know, I mean, if you can come to me with an issue or talk to me about an issue, and sure, I'll probably have an opinion on it, but like we said, I'm willing to listen. So that's about it in a nutshell. I mean, this is the first time I've ever run for an office, so the political statements aren't quite mature enough yet, I guess.
I don't know that we want politicians in those seats.
We don't. We don't. So that's the nice thing about it, because school board isn't about politics.
Yeah. And then it creeps in sometimes, but I think you're smart to...
And it does.
...to keep it...
But you have to have an open mind.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, and I do like to discuss things with people as long as they're willing to listen on my side and I'm willing to listen to theirs.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So... just be respectful of each other. That's all, man. That's about all I got.
Well, thank you, Paul, so much for
interviewing
with us. And this is Marcy Schuler on 307 Net Radio, and we're signing off for now.
Thank you.